Blog Talk Radio. Today is Saturday, January 6, 2018, and this is Foxology. I am Silver Ray Fox, your host. Thanks for joining me today, and Happy New Year to you. I truly hope that 2018 is very, very good to you. I pray that all your dreams come to life and that your hopes turn into tangible happenings and happiness. Pray that all of your wanting and waiting comes into the wonderful now. Yes, I do hope and pray that for you this year. Trust that your blessings are on their way today, tomorrow, and in the days and months to come. Yes, 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 yes to 2018. And if for some reason those blessings are a little late, you think, and a little bit slow in coming, well, do not dismay. You know why? Because my guest today will tell you emphatically that delayed does not mean denied. She is here to tell us some up-close and personal stories of what that means in your life and mine. She is author, minister, spiritual leader, Portia Lockett. Her new book is titled Delayed But Not Denied. I know that's an encouraging word for somebody, most anybody, who's wondering about things, waiting for a miracle, looking for a blessing or a breakthrough. I'll tell you, you might just find out today what you need to do. Welcome, Portia.
Hello there, Silver. How are you?
Oh, I'm just amazing. I'm amazing. Blessed of the Lord and highly favored. That's my story, and I'm sticking with it.
Love it, love it.
Well, I'm happy to have you here today. Happy New Year to you.
Amen. Happy New Year to you, too. I'm excited about being on your show.
You're getting off to an awesome start.
Awesome start. You know, you're talking about the book title and some things that I have been believing in God for the last year, last 6 months are starting to come into fruition. So I know that it's just simply a delay, but a not denied piece of my life.
Yes, indeed. If you're a believer and you understand the concept of faith, we always know that that's the truth, that God is going to come through. Well, let me start off by asking you this. Whose brainchild is Delayed But Not Denied? I know that it is a collaboration of several authors, and you're one of them, but whose brainchild was this?
Actually, it was compiled by two sisters by the name of Toni Coleman Brown and Julia Shaw. And this is part two of a series that is yet to come. They started off with a previous book, I do believe it was last year, and I was offered an opportunity to participate in part two. And I tell you one thing, as I read through the stories of part one, I was so motivated. And when I received the final script of part two, I was like, oh, my God, if this is not the time for me to make things happen, I don't know what it is. But these sisters came together, 21 sisters came together, and they just like, ooh, just took me to a whole nother level of believing and trusting and walking in my personal faith that I know that the things that I have been believing for are going to manifest and manifest greatly. So I'm just very honored to be a part of this book on hope, faith, and triumph that was compiled by Toni and Julia.
I can only imagine what that must have been like, sitting with other people who are like-minded, who are walking strongly in on a foundation of faith as well. I can only imagine what those conversations must have been like, and then even trying to narrow it down to the portions you would want to put into a book. There had to be so many different stories. Tell us about what those meetings were like when you all got together.
Well, you know what? I mean, it's just, it was just very impactful. The thing of it is that all these sisters are across the country. So we had various discussions basically over the phone. So, but just hearing their voices and their passion for life and just hearing their individual stories. And I remember the first conversation we had, and we talked about the titles. And just hearing these titles just got me excited because I said, you know what, I know something great is coming out of this sister regarding this. And the fact that all these women are coming together to be able to share and not be in fear, and knowing that even if every story touched one other person, it was going to be a phenomenal book. And so by having some individual conversations with some of the ladies involved, I knew that I was involved with a very powerful pack of sisters that were coming together to share their triumphant stories. And so to answer your question directly, it was elevating, it was encouraging, it was inspiring to be able to hear and to participate, to be able to collaborate all these various stories together. I mean, it was just, it was awesome. Just a wealth of knowledge, wealth of knowledge.
I have no doubt. You know, a lot of us, whether we are doing a faith walk or just doing life, really do understand the frustration that often comes with wanting something or believing for something, mm-hmm. or feeling like you deserve something or in need of something, which, you know, a lot of
right.
people just fall into that category. They need something, and they need something to happen
uh-huh,
more
uh-huh.
like now than later. And so
right.
I would like for you to share with us from your perspective, personally, spiritually, when we walk through that phase, which is usually difficult, because when you think you really have a need and it isn't coming into your manifesting, you know, in the manifestation, it is really, it's sometimes very, very painful, difficult, because you're asking a lot of questions about your own faith. You're asking questions about your faith in God. You're asking your questions about your faith in people, because you think somebody should come to your rescue. So I'm wondering, just share some of your thoughts about that position when it just feels like, you know, this doesn't feel like a delay. This feels like very much a denial.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know, because sometimes it, you just kind of like go into your deepest of your deep, and you find yourself like asking God questions. Okay, Lord, why is this happening to me? And why haven't you spoken back to me? Why haven't you told me what to do? Because your word says, if in all my ways I acknowledge you, you're going to direct my path. So why is this taking so long for you to tell me which path to take? And so, you know, as believers, we have to also fall back on the scripture that says, be still and know that I'm God. So not trying to press or force God to do what he's going to do, because I truly believe that he's just setting us up for something that is greater than we can even possibly anticipate that is getting ready to come. So that waiting period is a test of faith and just having that patient piece. And so I know personally for myself, when I have asked God, you know, for something to happen in my life, and just that waiting period, it was very hard for me, because it's like, I need you to act now, because, you know, look, I need a job, and I need a job right now. I've got three babies that I got to take care of. I need you to act. I need you to do something right now. I need you to move this person, you know, out of my life, because they're hindering me from being all that I can be, but I can't see myself out of this situation. Or, you know, I've got these children I'm trying to raise, and I've done the best that I can do, and they're not following my lead. God, you're not answering my prayers. They're going this way and that way. And it's like, okay, like what? You know, what you going to do and when you going to do it? But just putting yourself in that place of just being still and just saying, okay, Lord, I tried my best and I tried it my way, so I don't have a choice but to just sit still and be still and then know that you got it. So because you said you got it, handle it, and I'm just going to sit here and I'm just going to wait.
You know, I understand everything that you just said, been there, done that, and you know,
mm-hmm.
I know that on the other side of all the challenges that I've had to face, and there have been many, that there is a phenomenal faith that develops. There is a strength that develops
mm-hmm.
within that you don't even realize you can go that deep, that you become
right.
kind of
mm-hmm.
in a place of faith that's really fearless. You know, you feel like you can pretty much
mm-hmm.
face anything. So I understand that.
Right.
But here's what I want to ask you, because I know what you're talking about, but some people that listen to our conversation may not quite understand. And I'm going to let you tell some stories of some of the other ladies, too. But I watched a video this morning, and it's gone viral from a clip from Ellen about these two young men that their mom raised, and she had extremely difficult times. Both those young men just recently got accepted into college, one in Stanford and one in Harvard, one's 16 and one is 18.
Mm-hmm.
But she talked about how difficult their life was. They're difficult, you know, lights being turned off, days with no food in the house. Just challenges that are really, really hard. And so when we say with so much enthusiasm, you know, just be still, just wait, and here your babies are, your heart's breaking, and you know, you feel like your whole life is falling apart, and you don't really see what this waiting and stillness is going to accomplish. I think that there needs to be something said in a way that really does help those people who are in that place understand that there is a point where you understand the situation, but you do find the faith to keep believing that you won't be denied what you really need to get there. Because that mom was sitting there, she was a beautiful lady, and she, you know, you could see that this was just the highlight of her life, that she was able to get her boys to this point. And I'm sure even what she shared was so lightweight compared to what was really happening in their lives during all these years.
Sure.
But let's say something from your experience. You're working with people all the time and getting people through things with counsel and training. If I were to put that woman in front of you and she was in the midst of that trial, what would you say to her? And many other mothers or fathers or families or people who may be in similar circumstances.
I guess one of the things is reaching out and not being afraid to let people know that you are in need. And when people find that you are in need, I think people sincerely will try to do whatever they can to help you. And once you have exhausted all of your options, and I say every option because sometimes we have to move from option to option to option, and sometimes those options don't look like the pendulum is moving, then we just have to move to the next person or the next situation that we feel will be able to help us. Here's a situation that I lived through myself. So following my divorce, you know, I was in a home, and then I had my own business, and everything just started to fall apart. The economy was shutting down, and so no one was calling me to do any type of training gigs and type of speaking gigs or whatever. And I've got this $2,500 house note, car note, the whole nine yards. I had my children in private school, and nothing was working. Nothing was happening. And I'm just questioning God, okay, Lord, you brought me to this point. Why are you going to leave me? And so I began to reach out to other people to be able to help me. But the key was the people that I thought supposed to help me were not necessarily the people that got positioned or put in a place to be able to help me. So fast forward, I lost my home. I got a note from a mortgage company, and they told me that, you know, you've got so many days to be able to get out of this home. And so I started packing up my things, and then the Holy Spirit spoke and he said, I want you to start giving things away. And I'm like, give things away? I don't really have a lot to give away, but I'm going to be obedient. I'm just going to be in a place where I'm just going to hear and just really tune into his voice and just listen. Begin to give things away, not knowing that the day after I moved out of this house that I thought I was losing, the pipes broke. And my neighbor called me up and said, Portia, what's going on? And I said to her, I said, what do you mean what's going on? She said, there's water coming out of your house. So it was in the middle of the wintertime, and I drove back over to the house, and I just saw with my eyes that every inch of water that could come out of my house had started to freeze up. And I knew at that time that if I had been in that home at that particular time, what could have possibly happened to me? Would it happen to all those things? Would it could have, you know, happened to my children? So moving forward, I said, okay, Lord, you got me through this. Thank God I had somewhere to go and live. My mother allowed me to come back home and live with her. And I remember one night, somebody called me and said, we need your keys. We need you to come outside and take off the license plate to your vehicle. So my vehicle was being repossessed, and I'm just like, okay, I can't take anything else. I don't have a job. I lost my house. I don't have a car. What's going to happen? So I was led to go and volunteer. God told me, go and volunteer. He said, what do you mean go and volunteer, Lord? I don't have a job. So fast forward, I volunteered at two different places. The second place that I volunteered at, they asked me, they said, you know, we see that you have some potential. What other skill sets do you have? And I began to share what those skill sets were. And they offered me a job. Actually, they created the position for me. I wasn't really like looking within that industry to get a job. I was just being obedient. And so sometimes when we think we are at that very that wit's end and we think that we have hit rock bottom, we just never know how and when God is going to show up. And those individuals that reached out to me to help me, I didn't even know them, know me. But they saw my skills. They saw my lifestyle. They saw the God in me. And so I would say to those individuals, and I would say to her, just keep praying. Just keep believing. Just keep trusting. And dig in within your heart and find out what are you good at? What else can you do besides what you're doing right now? And reach out to those individuals that you think should be able to help you, but even if they don't, trust God that he's going to position somebody to be able to help you get to the next level of greatness in your life. And just don't give up on yourself, don't give up on your children, and don't give up on God.
You know, it sounds very cliche probably to a lot of people, but that word is definitely the one that's on point. No matter what happens, mm-hmm. just don't give up. Don't give up. Keep trying your best to put your one foot in front mm-hmm. of the other. Even if you cannot tell where you're going with that, just keep mm-hmm. rising up every morning and thinking of something else to do. And I love that you shared the volunteer positions, because a lot of people don't realize that's one of the best ways in the world to get a job mm-hmm. is to start volunteering
Absolutely.
Someplace.
Mm-hmm.
And that mm-hmm. they get to see you because they know you're doing what you're doing out of love, compassion,
right.
commitment, and everything mm-hmm. that you know, a company could be looking for as far as values in an individual. It speaks volumes, and it's just one of the ways for people
right.
to really get to know who you are. So I'm glad that you shared that. Well, I know there must be a multitude of other stories. That I'm glad you shared your personal one. It's amazing
mm-hmm.
how faith will pull you out and where it will take you to. Tell us about a couple
mm-hmm.
of the other pretty phenomenal stories in the book.
Oh, gosh. There's one sister that wrote a story that really touched me because she was living a very, very, I don't say high-profile life and in the process of getting married. And then she discovered that she had cancer. And not only did she have cancer, but she was also taking care of her elderly father. And she just went through a horrific experience. But God just began to just show her some things, you know, in her life in terms of, you know, getting through that whole health ordeal. Because I know there's a lot of people now that where cancer just seems so common, and trusting and believing that even when you're going through this, sometimes he has to remove people out of your life in order for you to get through your healing journey. There was another sister that had relocated here from, I do believe it was Haiti, and she was the interpreter for her entire family, that when they came here, she was the only one that spoke English, and so she was the spokesperson for her entire family, and she talked about that whole entire journey of coming from one country that is very, very different, a third world country, coming into the United States of America to be able to live, and it was just a profound story that she shared. Another sister wrote about the fact that she had a company, and then things started to fall apart, and she had to pick herself back up after going through a great deal of depression, and sometimes we all find ourselves going through deep, dark moments of the depression, and how God just was just able to delay her but not deny her, and just took, now is taking her, and she has exceeded where she was previously, you know, in her business. There are some other sisters in the book, you know, who have experienced that roller coaster journey. You know, we all have, you know, the ups and downs in life, and it just seems like everything is just going so very, very fast in our lives. And matter of fact, the title of her story is entitled Roller Coaster Life, where we feel that, you know, things are just going so fast, and we don't know what to do, and it's just like a revolving door of things happening in our lives. life, you know, that roller coaster, the up and the down, the up and down, and saying, okay, when am I going to get off of this piece? When is it all going to stop? And so I think if you decide that you want to, you know, reach out to some of these sisters and hear their personal stories and have them to come and speak, the wonderful thing that I like about it is each and every person who has been a part of this, if you go to the book, you can see their website, you can have their Facebook, Twitter, their LinkedIn, their emails, where you can actually reach out to them individually and just listen and read about their various stories. And even if they don't read it, I do believe if you go to Amazon.com, you will be able to get the ebook, which a lot of people like to listen to the ebooks now. And so you can just keep, you know, life moving, because everybody's moving at a very, very fast pace. But if you take a look at these stories, I tell you, each and every one of them are going to touch your life.
I certainly believe that. Listen, we are down to about 5 minutes before I start to close. I know that you are also a professional speaker and trainer, and I know what that means, because that says that you strategize in what you teach and what you preach.
Mm-hmm.
So within the last few minutes that we have here, I would like for you to share with people what might be your top two or three things that you would say for those who are in that space of feeling like blessings are delayed. What would be the things that you would, if you were standing in front of a group, as you have many times, what would you tell them?
Just keep your faith and just keep hope. Don't give up on yourself. Don't give up on God, and just keep reaching for the moon. And if you don't reach the moon, settle for the stars, and eventually you'll get to where you desire to be. As you said before, you know, volunteering is an amazing opportunity for you to be able to reach out to people, for people to see you and see your worth and see your value and see your style, see you in action, and just keep it moving. You know, always have a project in place. Write down your goals. Visualize where you really want to see yourself, and just make a plan and work it.
I certainly agree with all of that, and I'm such an advocate for the kind of information that you're sharing with people, that you're encouraging them with, and that you are empowering them with. Life is usually not a cakewalk, no matter how that person may look on the outside, or what kind of house they live in, and what kind of car they drive, and how high profile, low profile they are. I tell you, issues have a way of showing up in your life right at your front door, and we've got to deal with them. And we find ourselves, again, when we're looking for that blessing or that breakthrough or that thing to move, it can feel very challenging when we're in that waiting period. But I want to just thank you for offering such insight today to people to not give up and to keep pressing forward, to keep doing whatever they have to do until they understand that what they've needed is not being denied. I'd like you to take a moment to share.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, you can go ahead and do that, and then afterward, if you would just say where people can get your books and where they can reach you, where they want to book you to come to be at their event.
Okay, phenomenal. So first of all, again, the title of the book is called Delayed But Not Denied 2. It's a purple book. So when you go into Amazon, you know, look for the purple book with number 2 next to it, Delayed But Not Denied. And if you want to get in contact with me directly, please go to PortiaLockett.com, because when you go there and you sign up, there is a gift that I want to send to each and every person that will reach out to me. You can contact me on Twitter at Portia Lockett, LinkedIn, Portia Lockett. And if you want to email me directly, PortiaLockett2012@gmail.com. And it's been a pleasure speaking with you, Silver. And again, that's PortiaLockett.com. I look forward to talking to each and every one of you all real soon. God bless you. And thank you for this opportunity, Silver.
I appreciate you as well, my sister. Thank you very much for pausing to speak to my audience, and again, for the encouragement that a book like yours can bring. Again, my guest today has been author and spiritual leader Portia Lockett, Delayed But Not Denied, and I hope you'll share this show with others because we certainly are in a really interesting time of being and doing life, and I think that encouragement is especially needed during these times. Thank you so much, Portia. I'll look forward to chatting with you again, and God bless your new year.
God bless. You too.
I want to thank all of you for tuning in today, and I am truly hoping that you were able to get some information too that will help you through the next 359 days or so and beyond. I love doing shows like that because it really does help with the empowerment that we need to keep putting one foot in front of the other. So I will look forward to talking with you again in about a week or so. We're going to be doing a Master Your Mindset with TV host Cassandra McShepherd, and that'll be our first show of the year. So I will be looking forward to talking to you all again then. In the meantime, until the next time, I'm going to wish you Happy New Year again. Be good, be blessed, be awesome.